John reminded me just to say that now is the official time, being 10 o'clock in this room. So this marks the start of this 8th, I think, Samba XP conference. First of all, I would like to thank you all that you are here. It's a smaller event than last year. Many people just don't have travel budgets. For many people, it's been a challenge to get travel budgets. And so I'm even more grateful that all of you could still make it here. I hope that we have put together an interesting set of talks. At least I like it. And I hope we will see an interesting 2 days with many talks, and also the floor track, I hope, will be very interesting with lots of talks. There's a few things Manuela asked me to announce here. First, when you go to lunch, if the weather allows it, there will also be tables outside, which is apparently not really obvious, but you can enjoy lunch outside if you like. Then tonight, 7:30, as usual, just meet in front or in the so-called orangerie, which is the room between the hotel entrance and the reception. And we will have the conference party right next door here. Who has been to the first Samba XP? I'm afraid no belly dancers, but it's the same place. and then, probably also due to these travel budget problems, there have been quite a few changes in the program. John will probably announce them a bit more specifically, but we will also put them up on the main conference schedule that's on the wall outside. Yeah. Again, thanks for coming here. I hope we have an interesting conference, and I think I now hand over this microphone to John Terpstra.
Thank you, Volker. Well, my duty here is to welcome everyone, to help you to feel welcome and at ease. So I'll start with a few formalities. The first formality that I'd like to go over is the scheduled changes. So beginning at 1:30 p.m., the presentation by Sven Ohm, that has moved to day two at 9:45 a.m. and will be presented by Christian Ambach. Now on day two, the session by Andrew Bartlett, A Year with Microsoft Docs, moves to day two at 3 p.m. 3 Uhr. On day two, the presentation by Sam Lidicott, Developing for Samba with Vala, is, I understand, a cancelled presentation. And on day two, the presentation by Hulga Heterich will now take place at 1:30 p.m. today in place of Sven Ume. I have one other change that I would like you to note in your schedule, and that is on day one at 5 p.m., Building a Samba LDAP Architecture for the Small to Medium Business Market, by John Terpstra of the Samba team. That is not by John Terpstra of the Samba team. That is by Peter Baldwin, of Point Clark Networks Limited. And Peter, would you just raise your hand so that now you know who he is? So that's the formality of the program changes. And now before we begin, I'd like to say a special word of thanks to our sponsors and to each of you for being here, because we, within the program committee for Samba XP, recognize that we live in difficult times, and many of you have had to go to extraordinary measures to be able to be here. So I would just like to express every organizer's thanks for the effort that you've gone to be here. Also like to thank the speakers for their preparation. So let's begin here. Welcome to Samba XP 2009. So what is Samba? This is my opening question for the last three Samba XP sessions. So this year I'd like to point out that Brazil is the birthplace of the Samba dance, which is a dance that has many forms. It has many friends who tend to be very selective in their activities, and there are specialized schools that teach the Samba all over the world. And that's probably where the similarities end. There are three main projects within the Samba project. Samba 3, which some of us refer to as traditional Samba. Samba 4, which some of us now refer to as the Active Directory Samba. And then there's another project that really is an umbrella over both, CTDB or Clustered Samba. Samba has many friends all over the world who are very selective in what they do with Samba. There are large sites that use Unix systems to provide Windows file and print services. There are NAS, network attached storage device manufacturers, operating system vendors and packages, solution vendors, software developers around the world, and the Samba team, who supposedly fulfill the role of planning and setting direction for development for each project area within the team. The reality is we're led by our users. So far as the Samba schools are concerned, Samba XP is the European Conference for Samba Users and Developers. It is a center of excellence and a center to which gravitates some of the best knowledge of how to use and deploy Samba that is available globally. The other events that take place are the Storage Network Industry Association Conference in the United States, linux.conf.au in Australia, and various Connectathon and Interoperability Laboratory events, all of which are important schools or places of learning about and on the part of Samba. The typical uses of Samba include storage area network associated technologies like highly reliable shared file storage, scalable file storage, network attached storage devices, and then interoperability for Windows desktop platforms back into various operating systems such as Unix, Linux, VMS, MVS, MPE, whatever it's called, MPEOS or whatever. You know, there are lots of them. The Samba team goals include the support of his existing Samba users and users, to continue the development of Samba, to keep up to date with Microsoft's ever-moving target base in terms of what the client does, to enable new areas of application of Samba, and to encourage the development of emerging technologists, information technology, information and communication technology students, and to foster innovation. And that process of innovation is a challenging process, because when you bring together a spectrum of about 1% of the personality types in the world and then try to normalize the the behavior amongst those, the spectacle of getting innovation through from concept to something that is capable of being packaged as a product can be an interesting process. And that process happens at events like this and others around the world. There are three dimensions to the success of any project: dedication, discipline, and determination. For you to deploy Samba requires the same things that it takes to develop it. Events like this foster the growth of those three dimensions. The Samba team is a mix of highly motivated individuals, and therefore there is a need for events like this to build relationships, to build trust, and to allow the expression and the resolution of periodic conflict of ideas, goals, and interests so that the project itself can remain alive. It's a necessary forum for information exchange, for the incubation of new ideas and new relationships, both within the development community and within the usage community, and to provide recognition of some of the effort that goes into maintaining and developing Samba. An event like this is also a forum and an opportunity for obtaining feedback from our users. It's a way to keep up with priorities and a place for recognition of special contributions. And it's in that area of special contributions. Volker, do you have the... And thank you. So, just a little over a year ago, we had a change of role function within the Samba team. Carolyn, would you come to the front, please? Now, the Samba team is like a playpen full of young kids. And young kids have toys, and they like playing with their toys. And I don't know if you are like this, but I remember my youth, which was a long time ago, according to my children. And kids who have toys tend to be very possessive about their toys. Do you know what I mean by that? Mm-hmm. So every developer's sandbox is like his toy. And he wants to be left alone so he can just keep on working on what he's developing. And while a developer is developing, the last thing in the world that he wants to do is clean it up and make it ready for someone to use it. Do you understand what I mean there?
Yeah.
So making something production ready, so to speak, that's anathema to development. It's anathema to innovation. And you see, this young lady, she became the release manager last year, and what she had to do is she had to become like the school teacher disciplining young boys to let go of their toys every so often and get their toy ready for production. And over the last year, Carolyn has managed the process of getting a whole lot of releases out, mostly on time. So what I'd like to do is just show a little bit of recognition for that. I hope you, as the users, have all appreciated that over the last year. And I hope that you appreciate the effort that it takes to bring a release out. So as a gesture of the team's appreciation for your efforts, we'd like to present you with this, Carolyn.
Thank you very much, John. Thank you very much.
Oh, keep getting those releases out on time, Carolyn. So what we have is a lineup of events here, of tutorials that have already been held, some interesting keynote presentations this morning, and then a number of really good speaker presentations, and an opportunity for building your relationships and finding the avenues for support that you might need in the commercial deployment of Samba. So my request to you as we move on now is please, please enjoy Samba XP. This is your event. It's here for you. It's not here because we need to spend our time preparing an event like this. It's here to help you. And at that, I would like to move on and hand over to the first speaker. The first speaker is David Maxwell of Coverity. Coverity have made a significant contribution to the development of Samba. They produce some code analysis tools that I'm sure David will talk about. And we really appreciate having our code analyzed. We like squashing bugs because we believe that makes for a better product. So without further ado, I'd like to thank David for being here, for coming all the way from Canada to be here today. And I'll hand over to him. Do you have a microphone there?